जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंदा जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंदा जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंदा जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंदा जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंदा जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंदा Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Today we have chosen a very special verse from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita to glorify Srimati Radharani. So this is from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adilila, chapter 4, which is entitled The Confidential Reasons for the Appearance of Lord Chaitanya. Verse number 71. कृष्ण प्रेम भावित यन्द्र चित्तेन्द्रिय काया कृष्ण निज शक्ति राधा क्रीडा रसहाया कृष्ण प्रेम भावित यन्द्र चित्तेन्द्रिय काया कृष्ण निज शक्ति राधा क्रीडा रसहाया कृष्ण प्रेम भावित यन्द्र चित्तेन्द्रिय काया कृष्ण निज शक्ति राधा क्रीडा रसहाया कृष्ण प्रेम भावित यन्द्र चित्तेन्द्रिय काया कृष्ण निज शक्ति राधा क्रीडा रसहाया कृष्ण प्रेम भावित यन्द्र चित्तेन्द्रिय काया कृष्ण निज शक्ति राधा क्रीडा रसहाया कृष्ण प्रेम लव फॉर लॉर्ड कृष्ण भाविता स्टीप्ड इन यन्द्र हुस चित्ता माइंड इंद्रिया सेंसेस काया Body, Krishna, of Lord Krishna. Nija Shakti, the own energy. Radha, Srimati Radharani. Kreda, of pastimes. Sahaya, companion. Translation. Her mind, senses and body are steeped in love for Krishna. She is Krishna's own energy and she helps him in his pastimes. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki
Jai!
Srimati Radharani is as full spiritual as Krishna. No one should consider her to be material. She is definitely not like the conditioned souls who have mental bodies, gross and subtle, covered by material senses. She is all spiritual, and both her body and mind are of the same spiritual embodiment. Because her body is spiritual, her senses are also spiritual. Thus, her body, mind and senses fully shine in love of Krishna. She is the personified Hadini Shakti, the pleasure-giving energy of Lord Krishna's internal potency. And therefore, she is the only source of enjoyment for Sri Krishna. Sri Krishna cannot enjoy anything that is internally different from him. Therefore, Radha and Sri Krishna are identical. The Sandhini portion of Sri Krishna's internal potency has manifested the all-attractive form of Sri Krishna. And the same internal potency in the Hladini feature has presented Srimati Radharani, who is the attraction for the all-attractive. No one can match Srimati Radharani in the transcendental pastimes of Sri Krishna.
Namo Vishnu Om Ajnana Timirantasya Jnananchana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padagamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpade Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Tavai Vasmi Na Jeevami Toya Vina Iti vijnaya devi tum nayamam charanantikam.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So today is the most auspicious day of appearance day of Srimati Radharani. So I chose this verse because of a particular reason from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Because Srila Prabhupada, whenever he spoke about Srimati Radharani or about Krishna, he always tried to balance both Tattva and Rasa. He never just spoke Leelas. He never just spoke pastimes alone. He always balanced it with Tattva or the philosophical truth out of compassion. The same way, if we see this verse, we can clearly see the essence of both Tattva, of the philosophy, and the essence of pastimes are both present. In fact, Srila Prabhupada very rarely spoke about Srimati Radharani, especially in the beginning. He spoke about Krishna because the knowledge of Krishna precedes that of Srimati Radharani. Why? Because Srila Prabhupada says, if you are talking about a very rich man, who can understand the enjoyment of that rich man or a big personality? If one gets close to that personality, then you may understand a little bit about his enjoyment. Otherwise, it is impossible to understand about the personal aspects of that big personality. In the same way, Srila Prabhupada presented Krishna book to get to know about Krishna. And then Srila Prabhupada also presented Srimati Radharani book. What is that? Nectar of Devotion, Bhakti Rasamrita book, Rasamrita Sindhu. So one of the disciples of Srila Prabhupada told Prabhupada that as we have Krishna book glorifying Krishna and his pastimes, so this Nectar of Devotion is actually representing Srimati Radharani. Srila Prabhupada said it is a very good understanding. So Krishna has given So Srila Prabhupada has given both Krishna and Radharani, because Radharani is representing all the devotional service, all the devotional activities, and that is elaborated in Nectar of Devotion, the summary study of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Now, if we try to understand, or if we try to attempt to understand Srimati Radharani and the tattva of Srimati Radharani, then we need to acknowledge Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his followers, and the Goswamis of Vrindavan. If you see, Vedanta and Bhakti apparently looks completely different. Those who study Vedanta, it is completely philosophical and it is completely dry. Whereas when it comes to Bhakti, it is full of juice, it is full of devotion, it is full of ecstasies. So even in the time of Mahaprabhu, great scholars misconstrued the position of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They considered he is just a sahajiya, he is just a bhavuka, he is just a sentimentalist who is just chanting and dancing. They couldn't understand the philosophical depth of the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and by the mercy of the followers of Lord Chaitanya, the Goswamis of Vrindavan, the tattva behind all rasa was also revealed. So in essence, the philosophy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu harmonizes both tattva and rasa, tattva and leela, or philosophy and the pastimes. So this is quite incredible. It is just amazing how Mahaprabhu and his followers combined both and showed that Vedanta, or the conclusion of all the Vedas, is bhakti. It is devotion to Krishna and Srimati Radharani. So this is the conclusion of all the Vedas. That is Vedanta. So in essence, Vedanta and bhakti are one and the same, and the devotees are the real Vedantas. Now, that's why one of the main contribution of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and we hear from Basudev Ghosh's song that Radhar Mahima Prema Rasa Seema. That is the Radhar Mahima, the glory of Srimati Radharani, and the limitless love of Srimati Radharani for Krishna. Who can understand without the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and without the mercy of the followers of Chaitanya, the Goswamis of Vrindavan? So that's why, if we want to know anything about Srimati Radharani, we have to approach Sri Chaitanya Chaitanya Charitamrita. We need to see the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Because without understanding the pastimes of Mahaprabhu, it is impossible to understand or to get a glimpse about Srimati Radharani. So this is the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Because if we see, we are so unqualified, and at the same time, the highest philosophy is given to us by the mercy of Mahaprabhu. So that is the understanding of Srimati Radharani. In fact, Narottam Das Thakur, in essence, presents the teachings of Sri Chaitanya. He says, Aradhyo Bhagavan Vrajesha Tanaya Taddhama Vrindavanam. Aradhyo. One has to worship Bhagavan, Krishna. Who is that? Vrajesha Tanaya, who is the son of Nanda Maharaj, Vrajesha. And Tad Dhamma Vrindavanam. And what is this abode? Vrindavanam. That is the abode of Sri Krishna. And then he makes this very important point that, based on the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, that Ramya Kachit Upasana Vrajavadhu Vargena Ya Kalpita. And there is no superior worship than that of gopis, and especially Srimati Radharani. So Narottam Das Thakur takes all the teachings of Lord Chaitanya and presents the conclusion as the highest devotion is shown by the residents of Vrindavan, in which especially the gopis, and in which Srimati Radha Rani. So here I had to explain a little bit of philosophy, because we need to appreciate the philosophy that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given, and that is the Achintya Bheda Abheda Tattva, the inconceivable, oneness and difference. The philosophy of inconceivable oneness and difference. So Srila Prabhupada writes about Radha and Krishna. It is very important to understand in this auspicious day. The two transcendentalists, Radha and Krishna, are a puzzle to materialists. No one can understand who is Radha and who is Krishna. People just think they are just like a materialist, just like a lover and the beloved. But no, the above description of Radha and Krishna from the diary of Srila Surabh Damodar Goswami is condensed explanation. But one need great spiritual insight to understand the mystery of the two personalities. So we are taking an attempt to understand the tattva behind Radha and Krishna as the beginning of this talk. One is, here Srila Prabhupada says, one is enjoying in two. This is the tattva. One is enjoying in two. Shri Krishna is the potent factor and Srimati Radharani is the internal potency. According to Vedanta philosophy, there is no difference between the potent and the potency. They are identical. The philosophy of inconceivable oneness and difference propounded by Lord Chaitanya is the only source of understanding for such intricacies of transcendence. So now, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, gives the example to understand, to differentiate or to combine the potent and the potency, the energetic and the energy. What is the example given? It is that of a lamp and its heat and light. A light and its heat are one and the same, right? We have a globe. The light is coming from this globe. Both are one and the same in one sense, but at the same time, they are different. Now, if we try to understand about Radha and Krishna in the same way, Radha and Krishna are one and the same, but at the same time, to enjoy, they have manifested separately. Now, one may ask, okay, we can understand, this is not really inconceivable, because if you consider the light and its heat, we can understand from this example, both are one and at the same time, both are different. The lamp is there, at the same time I can experience the heat and light. So I can understand very clearly what is this oneness and what is this difference. But we have to take into consideration, here we are talking about something which doesn't have any life. The lamp and its light. But think about Radha and Krishna. Both are the Supreme Lord and His energy, and both are personalities. Both are simultaneously one and different. How can we understand with our material intelligence? It is inconceivable. So that's why it is said it is an inconceivable principle. Both are one. And here in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the beginning verses, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami mentions this verse. Radha Krishna pranay vigridil radhini shakti rasmat ekatmanavabi bhuipuva deha bhedam gadotav. So here in the beginning itself, Chaitanya Goswami says that Radha and Krishna are one, but at the same time, they are different. Now, here the point is, when they were one and when they are different, can we understand? Actually speaking, not. Eternally, they are one. In other words, Lord Chaitanya has combined as one. He is present eternally as Lord Chaitanya. And at the same time, they are eternally present as separate as Radha and Krishna. So this becomes really inconceivable. So we need to understand, at least this is an attempt to understand the tattva behind Srimati Radharani. Radha and Krishna are one and at the same time different. They have eternally separated as Radha and Krishna to enjoy pastimes. And at the same time, both are together eternally as Lord Chaitanya. See, this is inconceivable. So this is definitely inconceivable. And if you try to understand, okay, I have to time stamp it when they have separated, it is not possible. It's not possible. So that's why we are trying to attempt to understand something which is beyond the realm of material time. Now, in the conversation between Sri Ramananda Roy and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we can read in the Madhya Leela of Chaitanya Charitamrita, they had wonderful conversation about highest principles of devotion. And at the end, Mahaprabhu showed his form, the combination of Radha and Krishna to Ramananda Roy. So we can see here very very wonderful painting. We can see both Radha and Krishna almost combining, or they are almost together. It's a very advanced painting, if you see. And they have actually combined. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is read, Tabeha sitanre prabhu dekhila swarupa rasa raja mahabhava dui ekarupa. So this is the scene, this is the auspicious vision that was given to Ramananda Roy by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is, here we are referring to Rasaraj. Who is Rasaraj? Krishna. And who is Mahabhav? Srimati Radharani. Dui Ekarup. Lord Krishna is the reservoir of pleasure, and Srimati Radharani is the personification of ecstatic love for Godhead. These two forms had combined as one in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This being the case, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed his real form to Ramananda Roy. Purport. This is described as Radha Bhava Dyuti Suvalitam Naomi Krishna Swarupam. Lord Krishna was absorbed in the features of Srimati Radharani. This was disclosed to Ramananda Roy when he saw Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. An advanced devotee can understand Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna, Nahe Anya. Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Radha Krishna are non-different. They are one and the same. So this is very amazing point. Now, if you see Krishna, actually Krishna doesn't need anyone's devotional service. Can you believe? Krishna doesn't need anyone's devotional service. He needs only one person's devotional service to get completely satisfied. And who is that? Srimati Radharani. Why is it so? I wonder. Krishna is completely satisfied with Srimati Radharani. Of course, he accepts everyone's devotional service, but he is completely satisfied by Srimati Radharani's devotional service. That is enough. Why is it so? It is mentioned in this purport. She is the only source of enjoyment for Krishna. She is the only source of enjoyment for Krishna. Why is it so? Because that's what is mentioned in the verse, Krishna Prema Bhavita. She is the personification of love of Godhead. She is the personification of Hadini Shakti, or the pleasure giving potency to Krishna. So in simple terms, if you ask, okay, can anyone love Krishna without love of Godhead? Is it possible? Can anyone love Krishna without love? Does it make any sense? No. Because that love is Srimati Radharani. The personification of that love for Krishna is Srimati Radharani. So who can love Krishna without Srimati Radharani? There is no love for Krishna without Srimati Radharani. So that's why we can see they are always combined. They are always together. And that's why the devotees of Krishna are always after Srimati Radharani. Srila Prabhupada writes, devotees in Vrindavan, what do they say? Radhe, Radhe. Radhe, Radhe. What do we chant in our Hare Krishna Maha Mantra? Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. How many times do we chant Hare? 8 out of 16. So 8 out of 16 is given to Srimati Radharani. So we cannot approach Krishna without Srimati Radharani. So that's why it is Hare Krishna. See, when we are talking about Radha Vallabha, it is Radha Vallabha. See, always Radharani first and then Krishna. In other words, without devotion, we cannot approach Krishna, and devotion means Srimati Radharani. That is Srimati Radharani. So it is mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Radhini Shakti has two purposes. One is, it gives pleasure to Krishna. And what is the second purpose? The second function is, Radhini Shakti nourishes all the devotees. So what does Srimati Radharani does? She gives pleasure to Krishna and she nourishes all the devotees. So all the devotees are under the shelter of Srimati Radharani. Whatever service we are doing, how is it ultimately going to Radha and Krishna? Ultimately, how is it going to Krishna? When we do the arati, we can start our arati with our spiritual master, to Srila Prabhupada. After Srila Prabhupada, who do we do arati for? Srimati Radharani. If you are on the altar, first you offer to Guru, to Srila Prabhupada, and then directly to Srimati Radharani, then to Krishna. So the mood is, we are giving our service to our Guru, to Srila Prabhupada, and it is going up in the ladder, in the parampara, and ultimately it is coming to Srimati Radharani. And Srimati Radharani is offering that service to Krishna. What is Srimati Radharani thinking? Oh, this devotee has done such a wonderful service. Even I cannot perform such wonderful service. So better Krishna taste that service. So I will give it to Krishna. This is the mood of Srimati Radharani. Actually, Krishna only wants Srimati Radharani. But Srimati Radharani is so compassionate that she is accepting everyone else's services and offering it to Krishna as if that is the best service. So this is Srimati Radharani. This is the mood of Srimati Radharani. We can see, even devotees, we can see these qualities in devotees. Devotees wants to pull everyone to Krishna. In fact, gopis complain about Krishna. Your name is Nanda Nandana. What is Nanda Nandana? There is too many na. Na means not. Okay? Not. Na, not. Na, not. And in between there is a da. Da means dadati, to give. You don't give your bhakti to anyone. Nanda Nandana. You don't really want to give your bhakti to anyone. But your devotees want to give all bhakti to everyone. In fact, in Madhurya Kadampini, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says, where this devotion coming from? Ultimately, all the devotion belongs to Krishna, because Krishna is the source of everything. So devotion also must belong to Krishna. But Krishna doesn't want to give his devotion. So he says, only from the heart of a pure devotee, this devotion comes. For example, how the ISKCON got manifested? From the heart of Srila Prabhupada. So in that way, everything is coming from the heart of a pure devotee. And where is that devotion manifesting? From the heart of Srimati Radharani, or from Srimati Radharani. So Srimati Radharani is so wonderful, and we'll hear a few pastimes of Srimati Radharani. It is said how she manifested in Goloka Vrindavan. So we'll hear a few pastimes of manifestation, appearance of Srimati Radharani in Goloka Vrindavan and also here in Gokul Vrindavan. So again, if you talk about manifestation of Srimati Radharani, who is eternally present, manifesting in Goloka Vrindavan, means a spiritual abode. Spiritual abode, how can she manifest? Isn't it? Right? She is eternally present. But there is a pastime in which Srimati Radharani is manifesting in the spiritual abode in the Goloka Vrindavan. So it is said, in Goloka Vrindavan, there is a Rasamandala. Rasamandala means where the Rasa dance can take place. Rasamandala is there. And there is Sadashringa is there. Sadashringa is the mountain which manifested in Gokul Vrindavan as Govardhan. So in the spiritual abode, there is Sadashringa is there. There is Rasamandala is there. So one day, Krishna was alone. He was situated in a Ratna Simhasan, a throne which was bedecked with so many gold and other jewels. And Krishna started thinking, I want to enjoy. So he had a desire that I want to enjoy. The same time when he had this desire, a beautiful lady appeared. She was so beautiful. And so her bodily feature was so attractive that even Krishna is the all attractive personality of Godhead, but even he got completely captivated. And she started running. She started running and she offered, he picked some flowers and offered a garland to Sri Krishna. So this is Srimati Radharani. So Rasamandale Dhavamana Iti Radha. That is one meaning of Radha. Rasamandale. In the Rasamandal, Dhavamana means started running. So Radharani, what is she doing? She is running to do what? To serve Krishna. So that is one of the meaning of Radha. So that's how Radharani appeared in the spiritual abode, even though she is eternally present in the spiritual abode. So this is contradiction. So spiritual life means contradiction. In the spiritual, even when you're practicing devotional service, devotees, we get so busy, we may get even stressed out. But when we look back, that was our happiest time in our life. we got so much of anxiety. We take so much of anxiety for Krishna. We are running around doing so many things, but when we stop and look, oh, without that I cannot live. That was my best time in our life. So this is contradiction. So similarly in the spiritual world, or so in terms of time, there is contradiction. She appeared like that in the Rasa Mandala. Now, if you see how she appeared in the material world, in Gokul Vrindavan, she appeared as daughter of Rishabhanu Maharaj and Kirtida Sundari, right? We sing Jai Jai Rishabhanu Kirtida Sundari, right? Jalanyatra, we were all singing. We are glorifying Rishabhanu and Kirtida. So there are a couple of pastimes about the appearance of Srimati Radharani. In one pastime, it is mentioned that Rishabhanu Maharaj was about to perform a big sacrifice, a big yajna. And for that, he went himself to plow the field. So he wanted to collect a few things, and he went to the field, and he himself was doing this plowing. And when he was doing, he found a beautiful girl, and that was Srimati Radharani. So that is one of the pastimes. And another pastime that is even very interesting, that it is a rivalry between two mountains. One is Himalaya, because Himalaya mountain has his son-in-law as Lord Shiva. Is right? Because who is the daughter of Himalaya? Parvati. Because Parvati, the name is coming of Parvati, or Shiva's wife is coming of Parvat. Parvat means mountain, and Parvati means daughter of the mountain. So Parvati is the daughter of Himalaya, and her husband is Lord Shiva. So one time, Vindhya mountain became a bit envious. Started thinking, I don't have a daughter, and this Himalaya has got a daughter. So I also need a daughter. And at the same time, I need a superior son-in-law. So Vindhya mountain started thinking. So this is again a bit difficult to understand. And Vindhya mountain is a personality, and Vindhya mountain started performing austerities to please Lord Brahma. He spent thousands of years to please Lord Brahma, and finally Lord Brahma appeared in front of Vindhya mountain personified. So Vindhya mountain told, you know, I have a great desire. He said, he first worry was, I don't have a daughter. So instead of asking for a daughter, Vindhya mountain told Lord Brahma, I need a son-in-law who is greater than Lord Shiva. Okay, so it means that first he needs to have a daughter, then only he can have a son-in-law. So this was a trick of Vindhya mountain. So Brahma said, Tadastu, you have to just wait, it will happen. So it did happen. After the appearance of Lord Krishna, after 15 days, today is Radhashtami. So today Srimati Radharani appeared. So two daughters were born to Vindhya mountain. One was Srimati Radharani and the other one was Chandravali. So it was nice, two daughters Vindhya mountain had, and he was very satisfied. He was so happy to have these two beautiful daughters. So they were so beautiful. But this is the time Kamsa was very active. He was sending all the demons to attack Krishna, because Kamsa knew that Krishna has already appeared. So his enemy has already appeared, then Krishna has to be killed. This was the plan of Kamsa. So Kamsa sent Putana. And Putana is an expert in what? In killing small babies. So Putana went. And Putana is, the Bhagavatam says, Putana is Kechari. Kechari means who can fly in the sky. Ke means in the sky. She can fly. So she flew to Vindhya mountain, and she kidnapped both his daughters, Srimati Radharani and Chandravali. And she started flying. So Vindhya mountain became completely devastated. What to do now? And Vindhya mountain approached a great sage and requested, do something. So this great sage said, I will put a curse on this witch Putana. So the sage put a curse on her. And the curse was that if she continue carry Radharani and Chandravali, something very bad is going to happen to her. So Putana, she has mystic power, so she understood this. immediately she dropped both Radharani and Chandravali. And both Radharani and Chandravali started falling from the sky. Then what will happen? So lucky, or it was an arrangement that they were dropped into Yamuna. And in river Yamuna, there were two lotuses. They captured Radharani and Chandravali. So now they are very safe in lotus flowers. And then Vrishabhanu Maharaj, as usual, went to take bath in Yamuna. And when he went to Yamuna, he saw both these girls in the lotuses lying. Immediately, he took both Radharani and Chandravali and brought them to their home. Then it is said, they looked at Radharani. She was so beautiful. They were so beautiful. But when Rishabhanu Maharaj and Kirtida looked at the face of Radharani, they noticed that her eyes was closed. And she couldn't open her eyes. So Kirtida became very morosful. Why is it Radharani is so beautiful but she cannot see anything? And she started complaining and she started crying. Suddenly, Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj visited and she was complaining to Yashoda, look what happened. She cannot open her eyes. You know, apparently she is blind. What's happening? So, meanwhile, Krishna was also with Yashoda. As they were talking, Krishna, baby Krishna crawled down to the bedroom of Srimati Radharani. He climbed up the bedstead and then went near the face of Srimati Radharani and stared at Srimati Radharani. Immediately, Srimati Radharani opened her eyes. So, this is to show that her only purpose to live is to give pleasure to Krishna. So, even she doesn't want to see anything other than Krishna. So, this is Srimati Radharani. So, even from the appearance, she showed that her only purpose is to give pleasure to Krishna. And it is mentioned, many people say, who do not know that Radha and Krishna were never married. Right? We can see, especially in some other sampradayas, in other part of India, people do say, you know, Radha and Krishna, they were together, but they were never married. But the reality is, there is a wonderful pastime of marriage of Radha and Krishna, which happened in Bandiravan. And it is a very amazing pastime because Krishna was in the baby form and Nanda Maharaj carried Krishna and he went for grazing cows. So Krishna was a baby Krishna and cows started grazing, they were browsing here and there. And that time Krishna wanted to enact a pastime. So immediately there was a big thunderstorm, heavy wind, and all the clouds appeared. And after seeing everything, Nanda Maharaj got a bit fearful. Nanda Maharaj started thinking, what's really going to happen? And Krishna became so afraid that he started holding on to Nanda Maharaj's neck, just tightly. And Krishna was almost crying. He was so fearful. Suddenly, Nanda Maharaj saw that Srimati Radharani is walking and coming. So, here, Radharani is grown up and Krishna is a baby. And when Nanda Maharaj got the vision of Srimati Radharani, Nanda Maharaj got this realization, and a very distinct realization. He understood this Radharani is goddess of fortune and this Radharani is the husband of Sri Hari of Krishna. And Nanda Maharaj started glorifying Srimati Radharani. He said, you are the consort of Sri Hari. And I am very fortunate that today I got your darshan. Then Nanda Maharaj said, I am so fearful. What is going to happen to Krishna? He is such a young boy and the weather is looking so bad. And he said, please take Krishna in your hand and take him and give to Mother Yashoda. And Nanda Maharaj said, please give me only one blessing today. Eternally let me remember your lotus feet and eternally let me worship both of you, Radha and Krishna. So this is a bit inconceivable because usually Nanda Maharaj doesn't know anything about this, the personality of Radharani or her position. But in this position we can see everything was revealed to Nanda Maharaj. And Srimati Radharani took Krishna and she started walking. and they went to Bandiravan. And when they reached Bandiravan, Krishna disappeared from the hands of Srimati Radharani. And Radharani became very fearful. And she started crying, "What happened to Krishna?" And suddenly Krishna appeared in Navayavanam, in the ever youthful form, matching the age of Srimati Radharani. So now Krishna is there and Radharani is there. Both are grown up. And then Krishna started glorifying Srimati Radharani. So Radharani said, "You know, why are you glorifying? You are the all attractive Krishna. You don't have to glorify me." Then Krishna said, "I know the desire in your heart." And Krishna just remembered Lord Brahma. Immediately, a swan carrier came and Lord Brahma appeared in front of Radha and Krishna. And Brahma immediately paid obeisances. He just fell at the feet of Radha and Krishna. And he said, "You know, 60,000 years I have performed austerities to get the vision of Srimati Radharani." How long? 60,000 years I have performed austerities to see Srimati Radharani. And now I have got this vision. I am so fortunate. How can I serve you? So, we know Brahma, he knows Vedas very well. So, he knows how to perform all the sacrifices. So, Krishna wanted to engage Lord Brahma to be the priest to hold the marriage ceremony. So, see, Brahma is a priest. You know, he has all his foreheads and, you know, he is always carrying Vedas. It is said, wherever Brahma goes, all the Vedas are accompanying him. The personified Vedas are accompanying him. So Brahma himself went into the forest and he collected all the ingredients. And he started a big fire to perform the marriage ceremony. And Brahma himself caught hold of the hand of Krishna. He caught hold of the hand of Srimati Radharani and he put them together just like the marriage ceremony and started chanting mantras. And both of them exchanged the garlands. In that way, both of them got married. So this is the marriage pastime of Radha and Krishna. Then after the marriage, Lord Brahma left. Then immediately, Krishna transformed himself to a small baby. And then he said, "You know, take me back to my mother." So Radharani took Krishna and handed over to Yashodamai. So this is the marriage pastime of Krishna. So Krishna can do anything. And Srimati Radharani is there all the time. That's why it is said, Kridara Sahaya. Srimati Radharani is the pastime companion of Sri Krishna, the all attractive. So now, this will contrast. This material world is a world of fear, right? It's a world of fear. What is the prominent feature of the material world? It is fear. Bhagavatam says, Bhayam Dvitiya Abhinivesha Syad. All other feelings, all other emotions are nothing but a product of fear. Dvitiya Abhinivesha, the fundamental feeling, the fundamental existence of the material world means fear, bhayam. And the spiritual world means exactly the opposite. What is the opposite of fear? Do you know? It is love. The opposite of fear is love. You know, either you do out of fear or out of love. It is applicable to devotion service also. It is said, the sadhana bhakti is defined as something which we do out of fear. Really, that is the definition of sadhana bhakti. It is the definition of sadhana bhakti because it is said, abhayam, it gives abhayam. Right? It is given in the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Ichchata abhayam. One should do sadhana bhakti, ichchata abhayam. Ichchata means one who is desirous of abhayam. Fearlessness must do sadhana bhakti. So, we follow rules and regulations because, otherwise what's going to happen? Right? You know, what will happen to my initiation vow? What will other devotees think? I will bloop. So that is bhayam. Then, the spontaneous devotion service, the reason is love. So that is the difference between sadhana bhakti and even raganuga bhakti or sadhya bhaktis. All are based on love. In the same way, material world is the land of fear. Similarly, the spiritual world is the land of love. So we have to, when we try to, because we are, or at least I am, we are very neophyte in understanding the spiritual world. So we have to get the basic right. That is, the spiritual world is the land of love. And in this land of love, it's very interesting because we all have certain capacity to manage and control. Is it right? Everyone has certain capacity to manage and control. Say, for example, especially if you consider a ruler, a president or a prime minister or a manager or a temple president, he does different activities to control. Say, for example, at one point he'll be correcting someone. At one point he'll be negotiating. Sometimes there'll be an alliance. Sometimes there'll be a fight, chastisement. Right? So many things are going on. This is to manage and control. So we manage different things. You know, one may manage a temple, one may manage an office, one may manage a society, a country, world, etc. But Krishna, he's not the manager of the spiritual abode. He's not. Do you know what is he managing? He is the manager of the kingdom of love. He is the manager of the loving affairs. Rupa Goswami tells this in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. It's a very beautiful verse describing how Krishna is managing the loving affairs. We think we can enjoy, we can control, we can love. We cannot. We can miserably fail in the material world. But Krishna's expertise is the loving affairs. So as a conditioned soul, it is very difficult to understand the loving affairs of Krishna. That's why the knowledge of Srimati Radharani is very confidential, because Srimati Radharani means the loving affairs of Krishna. So in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, there is a beautiful verse. Kanta bhikkalahayate kochitayam kantarpalekhan kochit kirer arpayati kochit vidunate kridabhisarodhyamam sakhya bhedayati kochit samarakala shagunyavani hate sandhim chapi anishasati kunchanrapati shringara rajyottamam. So Krishna said he is the ruler of shringara rajyottamam. The meaning of shringar, one meaning of shringar is we do the shringarardi, we call for the greeting, the decoration for the Lord. But what is the highest decoration for the Lord? That is shringara, is the love, that is madhurya. So shringara rajyottamam, the excellent kingdom of love, is being managed by Krishna through his loving affairs. So that's why it is mentioned, the king of the groves is equipped with the six elements which are necessary for the loving affairs. So that is, it is mentioned that kantabhi kalahayate kochit. Kantabhi means it with his girlfriends, with his consorts, sometimes Krishna is fighting. So that is part of the control. In the loving affairs, one activity is fighting. Kantabhi kalahayate kochitayam. Kandarpa lekhan kochit. Sometimes he is writing the love letters. And kirai samarpayati. And how he sends the love letters? Not by TNT courier. It is by kirair. Kirair means dogs. There is shari, the sharika. The birds are there. They can take these love letters. One can take this to Radha. Other one will take it to Krishna. The whole, there are songs from by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. You might have heard some songs. Rathikashtagam. Rathikashtagam. It is basically Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is writing these songs in the mood of shari. In the mood of Shuka and Chari, the birds of Radha and Krishna. And in that mood, how they are glorifying the attributes and the glories of Srimati Radharani and Krishna. So that is Kirair Samarpayati Kochit Vidhunate Kridabhi Sarodhyamam. And sometimes Krishna wants to enjoy the pastimes. And sometimes he is in alliance with the gopis. And sometimes he is completely aloof from all these things. And he is just enjoying with the gopis. So in this way it is said that Krishna is completely engrossed in the loving affairs. So that's why Krishna is said, he is the enjoyer of the pastimes of Vrindavan. So God is all powerful, as we know. And Krishna is all attractive. So Krishna is the controller of the kingdom of love. But Srimati Radharani is the controller of Krishna. Madana Mohana Mohini. She is the Vrindavaneshwari. Why she is Vrindavaneshwari? She is the queen of Vrindavan. She is Madana Mohana Mohini because Krishna can attract anyone, Krishna can bewilder anyone. But Krishna is being bewildered by Srimati Radharani. So I will read a few aspects of Srimati Radharani's love for Krishna. This is given in the same chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita, the fourth chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita, the confidential reasons for the appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So here we can see the reasons are all mixed with competition. We see that we think that the material world is full of competition and we may get sick of competition. We say we need some peace, shanti. But spiritual world is full of competition, eternal competition. If we are sick of competition here, understand the spiritual world is only competition. And who are competing? Radha and Krishna. That is the highest competition. The competition between the energetic and the energy, the Supreme Lord and Srimati Radharani. So this is the spiritual world. So there are competition for many things. So we'll see a few of them. And that's why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in this world. So Chaitanya Charitamrita says, three reasons for the appearance of Mahaprabhu. And those reasons actually glorify Srimati Radharani. So Krishna is thinking, I am the full spiritual truth and I am made of full joy. But the love of Srimati Radharani drives me mad. This is what Krishna is thinking. I am complete, I am full, and I am full of joy, but love of Srimati Radharani drives me mad. And he says that, even it is said, Krishna says that, I am actually a disciple. Who is my guru? Srimati Radharani is my guru. Krishna is telling that, I am ready to dance according to the tunes of Srimati Radharani. Can you understand? He is telling Radharani is playing so many tunes and I am simply dancing according to the tunes of Srimati Radharani. So this is Krishna. So it is said that's why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in the mood of Srimati Radharani. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never manifested himself as an enjoyer. It's a very important point. Always manifested himself as the enjoyed in the mood of Srimati Radharani. So there are sampradayas who says that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was an enjoyer. So that is considered as an upper sampradaya, not a bona fide sampradaya. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always manifested the mood of being enjoyed by Krishna. Whatever pleasure I get from tasting my love for Srimati Radharani, she tastes 10 million times more than me by her love. This is the concern of Sri Krishna. This is the competition. That is, Krishna has love for Srimati Radharani, and whatever love Krishna has for Srimati Radharani, Radharani is tasting 10 million times or infinitely more. So this is one competition. The competition of love. Who can love more? And it is said this competition is going eternally. Krishna is loving Srimati Radharani, and Radharani is loving more, and Krishna is loving even more, then Radharani is loving even more, and this competition has no end. So Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami says, there is no end to this competition, and this is going on and on and on, an eternal competition, an eternal expansion of love. This is spiritual world. If you ask, there is competition in the spiritual world? Yes, there is competition, and this is one aspect of the competition. So one is the competition of love, prema. Second, Krishna is quite confused because one day we know the pastime in Dwaraka, Krishna happened to look himself into one of the jewel in the palace. In the jewel was just like a mirror, and Krishna saw his own reflection. And seeing his own reflection, Krishna got bewildered. Who is this beautiful person? Who is this handsome person? Only God can be bewildered by seeing his own image. Right? Sometimes if we look at the mirror, we get a horrific experience. Then we try to adjust. Oh, am I really looking like this? That's why there's a whole makeup industry is there. We try our best. Mirror is not really enhancing any of our beauty. So this is the difference between us and Krishna. So Krishna's beauty, Krishna saw, and Krishna got bewildered. Who is this beautiful person? He cannot fathom his own beauty. Krishna couldn't fathom his own beauty. And then he started thinking, think about Srimati Radharani. Because Srimati Radharani has so much of love for me. So this is a good example. If mother has a child, in our language there is a saying, if there is a crow, so crow has a baby crow, okay? For a crow, mother crow, even the baby crow is the most beautiful object. Correct? Why? Because of love. So if we look at crow, you know, oh my God, we don't want to see the beauty of a crow, right? But for the mother crow, the baby crow is the most beautiful. Why? It is not because of the black color or the because of the shape, because of love. Similarly, for a mother or for a parent in general, child is so attractive. Each movement, everything is so attractive. Why? Because there is love, right? Now, Krishna started thinking, look at Srimati Radharani. First of all, love. We are talking about love. She has millions of times love, more love than me. Now, if she look at me, how much beauty is she going to enjoy? How much beauty is she going to see in me? See, thinking about this, Krishna got bewildered. So it is said, Krishna is all beautiful, he is all attractive, and Radharani's love is just like a mirror. So this is a special mirror. It can enhance, just like a concave mirror. You know the concave mirror, right? If you put a pin, it becomes many folds according to the mirror. But here, this mirror is made of love of Srimati Radharani. So whatever beauty and sweetness Krishna has, Radharani's love is enhancing many, many, many folds, million times or infinite times. See, this is an example to give a glimpse of the love of Srimati Radharani and the beauty that she is seeing in Krishna. We may wonder, if you hear the songs of Acharyas, hear the songs of Rupa Goswami, hear the songs of Sanatan Goswami, hear the Madhurashtragam of Vallabhacharya. What is he saying? Madhuram, 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 Padhuram, right? There is a one verse by Rupa Goswami. The same thing, it is a conversation between Sanatan Goswami and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Madhuram, Madhuram, Vapurasya Vibho, Madhuram, Madhuram, Vadanam, Madhuram, Madhu Gandhi Mrdu Smitametadaho, Madhuram, 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 Madhuram. Why it is all Madhuram, 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 Madhuram? Because of the Acharya, because of their love, when they think about Krishna, everything about Krishna is Madhuram. Everything about Krishna is sweet. In Madhurashtagam, I counted 72 times Vallabhacharya is using the word Madhuram. Because their heart is filled with love, then when they are writing anything, they can only see sweetness in Krishna. So their writing is filled with Madhuram, of sweetness. Now think about Srimati Radharani. So this is the glory of Srimati Radharani. So it is said in Vrindavan, gopis have only one complaint. What is that complaint? A big complaint about the Creator, about Lord Brahma. Why has he created the eyelid? Why has he created the eyelid? Because of this eyelid, we cannot see Krishna for a fraction of a second. Fraction of a second. That much beauty they are enjoying in Krishna, or they are seeing in Krishna. So a fraction of a second, they feel like Truti Yugayate Tvam Apashyatam. Truti Yugayate. Truti means 1/11th of a second. They are feeling it is just like Yuga. Yuga means millions of years. Tvam Apashyatam, without seeing you. So this is the love for the residents of Vrindavan for Krishna. So Gopi says, Akshanatam Phalamitam Naparam Vidama. He says, what is the perfection of our eyes? Seeing Krishna. Perfection of our eyes is seeing Krishna. We had to meditate on this. This is the quality we need to cultivate in our heart by seeing the deity form of the Lord. Whatever beauty that we need to enjoy, whatever beauty that we feel like enjoying, we have to see in Krishna in the deity form. This is a cultivation. Many devotees say the beauty of Krishna, this is a practical point. First time when you have seen Sri Sri Radha Vallabha, how much of beauty is so in them, you come and see after 10 years. You will see more beautiful. You come after even 10 more years or year after year, you see them more and more beautiful. Why is it so? It is said in Bhagavatam. Krishna, within the heart, he cleans our heart and he gives more attraction for them. That's why the Krishna consciousness is dynamic. It is ecstatic. So each year, this we have to see how much we saw beauty in Radhavallabha 5 years back, 2 years back, and how much are we seeing now? This is an experiential process. So as the years roll by, we see more and more beauty in Krishna. So that we don't get bewildered by material beauty. You can do this experiment. If anyone feels being bewildered by material beauty, material glamour, just start meditating on Radha and Krishna, on Radha Vallabha. In fact, when I came to Krishna consciousness, my mind was completely bewildered. It is natural. So I approached a very senior devotee, Srila Prabhupada's disciple, and I asked, what should I do? He said, every day go to the temple and you see the beautiful form of Krishna and Radha and you keep that form in your heart. And during the day, you meditate on them. You see them in your heart. And I started practicing. Then I could see a drastic change in my consciousness. The things which I got bewildered before, I was not getting bewildered. Rather, the beautiful form of Radha and Krishna was coming to the mind. Then I understood, yeah, this is the process. Even in a very neophyte stage, you start working. In fact, Srila Jiva Goswami says that one of the glory of the bhakti process is that even for a neophyte, he can get a very advanced realization in a very neophyte stage. One can perceive reality in a very neophyte stage. Krishna can give that. Say, for example, when we are chanting and dancing, one may be very neophyte. One may even have difficulty controlling the senses. But Krishna can give the highest taste just like that. Okay, you want to taste, you take it. So this is bhakti. So the highest aspects can be revealed even to a neophyte by the mercy of the Lord. So this is bhakti process. So this is the second aspect, that the love of Srimati Radharani is enhancing the beauty of Krishna and it is going many, many fold. So here is a competition of love of Srimati Radharani and beauty of Krishna. And finally, Krishna started thinking, how much enjoyment, how much bliss this gopis and ultimately Srimati Radharani is enjoying by serving me. Because they are ready to give up anything for me. And Krishna says, look, in the middle of the night, all the gopis, you have given up everything. Krishna actually gave the list. You gave up your husbands. You gave up your family members. And in the Vedic times, you know, to give up one's husband to family members and going away from the family and to join in the middle of the night with someone else, it's a very heinous act. One will be condemned forever for such an activity. So how can you do that? So Krishna thinks, I haven't given up my father, I haven't given up my mother, and I haven't given up any of my relatives. And I can't give up anyone, but you have given up everyone. And you have come close to me in the middle of the night. So, I cannot repay you. That's why Krishna says in the 10th canto, we can hear the conversation, Naparayeham. That is, I am indebted to you. He tells to all the gopis, I am indebted to you. I cannot repay you. And he says that only your glorious deeds, that be the price for your activities. I cannot repay you. Because I cannot give up anything, but at the same time you have given up everything. There is nothing left. And it went to such an extent that the gopis, and especially Srimati Radharani, they lost the perception of their own happiness and distress. Can you understand? They don't have the concept of their own personal enjoyment or distress. So, Srila Prabhupada wonderfully writes this purport. I will read this. For this contradiction, it said, the gopis have no inclination for their own enjoyment, and yet their joy increases. That is indeed a contradiction. The gopis, they don't want to enjoy anything. We want to enjoy, right? Even in devotional service, we want to at least have a good time, right? We always say we need to have a good time. Yeah, I had a good experience. We relish and we savor that good experience, but they don't want any kind of good experience. They have forgotten that completely. Gopis have no inclination for their own enjoyment. And yet, their enjoyment is increasing. And it is increasing even much, much, much more than that of Krishna's. So this is a contradiction. So it is said, for this contradiction, I see only one solution, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami says. What is that? The joy of the gopis lies in the joy of their beloved Krishna. Here, Srila Prabhupada writes a very wonderful purport. The situation of the gopis is perplexing. For although they did not want personal happiness, it was imposed upon them. Can you see? So this is a very important point that we need to understand in Krishna consciousness, in our devotional service. We need to develop the attitude to serve Krishna, not to enjoy Krishna. We need to develop the attitude to serve Krishna, but not to enjoy Krishna, not to enjoy devotional service. In the sense, but what happens? Naturally, the enjoyment comes. We are not doing seva for enjoyment, but enjoyment is imposed. Here, in the case of gopis, it is said, it is imposed upon the gopis. So, the solution to this perplexity is that Sri Krishna's sense of happiness is limited by the happiness of the gopis. Can you see? Krishna's happiness is limited by the happiness of gopis. That's why it is said, the gopis, they are dressing themselves up so nicely. Why? Because that can give enjoyment to Krishna. So this is the mood. So this is completely opposite to that of material world. One is Krishnendriya Preeti, one is Kamendriya Preeti. One is to satisfy one's own sensual desires, but one is to satisfy the desires of Krishna. So that is the exactly opposite. So Prabhupada writes, devotees at Vrindavan therefore try to serve the gopis, namely Srimati Radharani and her associates. If one gains the favor of the gopis, he easily gains the favor of Krishna, because on the recommendation of the gopis, Krishna at once accepts the service of the devotees. So if you want to please Krishna, we have to please Srimati Radharani. So that's why we saw the competition in three levels. One is the competition of love, the competition of beauty, and finally the competition of bliss. Even though they don't want any bliss, still they become more ecstatic than Krishna himself. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to enjoy that. He wanted to experience that. So that is God. Someone can enjoy more than God. Is it possible? Yes, it is possible. But God can come in a form where he can experience that also. So that is God. So that is Krishna. So Krishna appeared as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he experienced Radha Bhava Dyuti Suvaritam Nami Krishna Swarupam. He came in the mood of Srimati Radharani. So it is said that in Srimad Bhagavatam, also name of Srimati Radharani is mentioned. Why Sukadeva Goswami never directly mentioned the name of Srimati Radharani in Bhagavatam? Because many other sampradayas and many other devotees, they ask this question. Yeah, you are talking so much about Srimati Radharani. We cannot get Krishna. We cannot please Krishna. Our spiritual life is completely vacant without Srimati Radharani. Then where in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam Radharani is mentioned? So, Sukadeva Goswami indirectly mentions. Why he doesn't mention directly? Because Sukadeva Goswami is the dear parrot of Srimati Radharani. And if he hears the name Radha, he becomes completely unconscious. And what is happening in Naimisharanya? Sukadeva Goswami has to speak Srimad Bhagavatam to Maharaj Parikshit. So if he become ecstatic for a few days, what will happen to Maharaj Parikshit? So out of compassion to Maharaj Parikshit, Sukadeva Goswami didn't speak the name of Srimati Radharani. But it is said, Srimati Radharani is so merciful that she tricked Sukadeva Goswami and came out from the mouth of Sukadeva Goswami. So it is a verse from the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. అనయారాధితా నూనం భగవాన్ హరిరీశ్వర ఎన్నో విహాయ గోవింద ప్రీతోయామనయాద్ర. సో ఇన్ దిస్ వర్స్ ఇట్ ఇస్ మెన్షన్ అనయారాధితా నూనం, బట్ ఇన్ డీడ్ ఆఫ్టర్ మెన్షనింగ్ దిస్ రాస్లీల పాస్ట్ టైమ్ అండ్ కృష్ణ లెఫ్ట్ ద అరీనా, ఇట్ ఇస్ మెన్షన్ ఆల్ ద గోపీస్ వర్షిప్డ్ కృష్ణ అనయా ఆరాధితా నూనం, బట్ దర్ ఇస్ వన్ పర్టిక్యులర్ గోపి హూ వర్షిప్డ్ కృష్ణ పర్ఫెక్ట్లీ. అనయా ఆరాధితా నూనం భగవాన్ హరిరీశ్వర నూనం ఇన్ డీడ్ ఆరాధిత. సో దట్ వర్డ్ ఆరాధిత ఇది రాధ, దట్ ఇస్ ద సెకండ్ డెఫినేషన్ ఆఫ్ రాధ. ఆరాధిత మీన్స్ వన్ హూ పర్ఫెక్ట్లీ వర్షిప్స్ కృష్ణ, ఆరాధిత ఇది రాధ. అదర్ వన్ ఇస్ రాసమంటలే ధావన ఇది రాధ. సో దట్ ఇస్ ద ఇన్ రిగార్డ్ టు ద అపియరెన్స్ ఇన్ ద స్పిరిచువల్ వరల్డ్, బట్ అదర్వైజ్ షీఈస్ ఆల్వేస్ పర్ఫెక్ట్లీ వర్షిపింగ్ కృష్ణ. సో అనయా ఆరాధిత నూనం భగవాన్ హరిదీశ్వర ఎన్నో విహాయ గోవింద. సో ద గోపీస్ ఆర్ టెల్లింగ్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ దాట్ సిన్స్ షీ వర్షిప్ కృష్ణ సో పర్ఫెక్ట్లీ ఎన్నో విహాయ గోవింద, షీ లెఫ్ట్ కృష్ణ లెఫ్ట్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ అస్ ప్రీతోయామ్ అండ్ కంప్లీట్లీ ప్లీజ్డ్ విత్ శ్రీమతి రాధారాణి అనయాద్రహ, అండ్ హీ టుక్ రాధారాణి టు రహా టు ఏ కాన్ఫిడెన్షియల్ ప్లేస్. సో గోపీస్ ఆర్ సింగింగ్ దిస్ పాయింట్ దాట్ ఓకే హీ హాస్ లెఫ్ట్ అస్ అండ్ హీ హాస్ టేకన్. సో దర్ దిస్ ఆరాధిత రాధ ఇట్ ఈస్ డిస్క్రైబింగ్ శ్రీమతి రాధారాణి. అండ్ వీ నీడ్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ ద మూడ్ ఆఫ్ ద గోపీస్, దే ఆర్ నాట్ రియలీ కంప్లైనింగ్ అబౌట్ రాధ అండ్ కృష్ణ. ఓ నౌ కృష్ణ హ్యాస్ లెఫ్ట్ అస్ నౌ వెర్ ఇస్ రాధ. ద ఫైనల్ ఇన్ ద గోపికి ద లాస్ట్ వర్స్ ఇస్ వెరీ ఇంట్రెస్టింగ్ బికాస్ దే ఆర్ వరీడ్ ఓన్లీ వన్ థింగ్, దే ఆర్ వరీడ్ వాట్ విల్ హ్యాపన్ టు ద స్వీట్ ఫెదర్ లైక్ లోటస్ ఫీట్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ. ఈవెన్ ఇఫ్ హి ప్లేస్ కృష్ణస్ లోటస్ ఫీట్ ఆన్ అవర్ చెస్ట్ దాట్ బికమ్స్ బ్రూస్డ్, దాట్ బికమ్స్ కంప్లీట్లీ రెడ్. నౌ థింక్ అబౌట్ కృష్ణ రన్నింగ్ ఇన్ ద ఫారెస్ట్ ఆఫ్ వృందావన్. దెర్ క్యాన్ బి సమ్ షార్ప్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్, దెర్ క్యాన్ బి థోన్స్, దెర్ క్యాన్ బి పెబుల్స్. సో వాట్ విల్ హ్యాపన్ టు ద లోటస్ ఫీట్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ? సో దిస్ ఇస్ ద మూడ్ ఆఫ్ ద గోపీస్. సో దాట్ ఇస్ ద లాస్ట్ వర్స్ ఆఫ్ 31st చాప్టర్ ఆఫ్ 10th కాంటో. This is the mood of the gopis. They are not really envious of Krishna. They are not envious of Srimati Radharani. They are thinking, what will happen to the lotus feet of Krishna? And that's why Krishna became completely captured by the love of the gopis and ultimately of that of Srimati Radharani. So for all the living entities, the medium of transmission of service is Srimati Radharani. From Guru, ultimately it reaches Srimati Radharani, and then Radharani can only give this service to Krishna. So that's why her mood is placing everyone in front of herself. So she doesn't want to be in the front, she is trying to give others to Krishna. But at the same time, for pastime sake, there is fight, there is quarrel, but ultimately everything just for one purpose, to please Krishna. So it is said that there is wonderful pastime which shows the compassion of Srimati Radharani. So many pastimes where Srimati Radharani is showing her compassion. And even see, we can see even appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because it is a dichotomy, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the highest philosophy and the highest process to the most unqualified people. We are the most unqualified because we are the residents of Kali Yuga, but because of Radharani's mercy, we have this opportunity to chant Krishna's name, to practice Krishna consciousness. See, you know, we can think ourselves, even in our life, if we have ever begged sincerely to Srimati Radharani anything, she has fulfilled our desires. Any devotee, I can remember myself, if we have earnestly requested anything to Srimati Radharani, go in front of her and request her, she will fulfill the desire. That is Srimati Radharani. I am sure all the devotees have this experience. You may have faced some problems, want to get out from some difficulties, or wanted some devotion. If you go approach Srimati Radharani and pray, it is going to happen. So many devotees have told their heart, I had such and such situation, I was really in great trouble in terms of my devotion. I went in front of Srimati Radharani, I was just crying, and just like a miracle, it happened. So that is the mercy of Srimati Radharani. There is a wonderful pastime of a jackal. A jackal was living on the western side of Radhakund. And there, this jackal came and drank some water from Radhakund. and this it was a she jackal, a female jackal, and drank water and was running away from Radhakund. But at that time, some boys from the Bajavasi boys chased this jackal. So the jackal started running, and this boys again started chasing playfully, and this jackal entered a hole. And as this jackal entered the hole, these boys took some wood pieces and they covered this hole of the hole, the entrance to the hole, and they lit some fire. So this jackal was suffocating and getting burned inside this hole. So the Sakhis knew about this, and Srimati Radharani came to know about this. Immediately, it is said, Srimati Radharani ran and came, and she actually took this jackal out and started patting this jackal. As she was patting the jackal became normal, and it is said he got his eternal form, became the eternal associate of the Lord. So in the same way, this is our situation in the material world. We are just like jackal who are burning in this material existence, because we have so many different kinds of problems. Even to chant Hare Krishna, we had to face so much of problems. And what to speak about doing much service. If we look into our consciousness, we can see so many anarthas. We can see so many difficulties. So in fact, we are being tortured by the fire of material existence. So we need the mercy of Srimati Radharani. And how can we get the mercy of Srimati Radharani? We have to pray to Srimati Radharani. And this is the most opportune day for that. If we pray to Srimati Radharani today, we get more and more mercy. Because on the appearance day, these personalities, they become even more merciful. Right? It is our birthday, we become very happy, right? In the same way, Srimati Radharani, she is already all compassionate. She is the compassionate aspect of Krishna. But on this appearance day, she becomes even more compassionate. And if we pray sincerely, she will listen our prayers. So today we had to take this opportunity to appear in front of Srimati Radharani and to pray very sincerely for our devotion. Because without her, we don't have any hope. It is said the compassionate aspect of Krishna is Srimati Radharani. That's the reason the verse I chanted in the beginning, Tavaivasmi, Tavaivasmi, Na Jeevami, Toyavina. This is a verse by Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami says, Tavaivasmi, I am yours. Tava eva asmi, I am yours. Tavaivasmi, Tavaivasmi, Na Jeevami, Toyavina. I cannot live without you. This is the reality. We don't have any devotion without Srimati Radharani. Whatever little bit of devotion we have, it is by the mercy of Srimati Radharani. Iti vijnaya devi tvam. Understanding this, O Devi, kindly give the shelter of your lotus feet. So this is our prayer for the day. That is, we belong to Srimati Radharani, and our devotion has no existence without Srimati Radharani, and kindly give the shelter of her lotus feet. Sri Radhashtami Mahotsav ki, Sri Radharani ki, Sri Radha Thakurani ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. Jai.